This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A new report lists Colorado among the top states for public health preparedness. The Trust for America's Health ranked Colorado fifth for percentage of hospitals with a top safety rating. Nearly half of Colorado's hospitals got an A grade. Just 28% of U.S. hospitals on average earned a top quality patient safety grade last year. Colorado's U.S. senators have voted for a bill that funds the government through September. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the bill also contains more aid for Ukraine and other provisions.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper both voted yes on the $1.5 trillion government funding bill averting a government shutdown. It includes almost $14 billion in aid for Ukraine and more than $170 million for community projects across Colorado. It also reauthorizes the Violence Against Women Act, which helps victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. The bill passed 68-31 and heads to President Biden's desk. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Passengers can now fly direct from Denver to Appleton, Wisconsin on Allegiant Airlines. That starts today. The flights will run twice a week. Another cold night in our state, the Front Range and on the Western Slope getting down to 15 degrees, near zero in much of the mountains. Right now, 29 in Denver, 32 in Fort Collins. It is 20 in Vail and 37 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.